Believers with World Vision respond to Indonesia's needs. Christians are hopeful over a political power shift in India's Uttar Pradesh. And the church in Ethiopia celebrates new millennium growth. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's good news and bad news coming out of Sumatra, Indonesia. The news comes after massive quakes rocked the west coast, resulting in tsunami warnings being issued across the Indian Ocean. World Vision's Jimmy Nadapdap, speaking from Indonesia, says,
"We're thankful that the damage being reported is not as bad as we thought before. This coming also from the media and also from our colleagues that now present in the ground, both in Bengkulu and in Padang."
Several towns reported houses collapsed and buildings damaged. Nadapdap says, however, people are scared to death.
100 earthquake tremors happened in this area after the strongest one that happened. People scared, people tired. It's very difficult for them. They go out again. They still went to the higher ground because they're afraid of the tsunami or things like that.
That's giving World Vision team members a chance to share from their heart. Next, Gospel for Asia reports that a low-caste political party in India won state assembly elections in Uttar Pradesh. That's good news for the large percentage of Dalits and low-castes who reside there. According to GFA, the party leader is promising to increase education for Dalits, maintain religious freedom, and uphold their justice. GFA leaders ask for prayer that the Lord will continue to work in the hearts of the Dalits, giving them hope not only for this life, but for the life to come. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ethiopia is the only country still using the ancient Julian calendar. Under it, the country marked the beginning of the new millennium just last week. SIM's partner church, the Ethiopian Kalahewa Church, celebrated with outreach and ministry. The church is using the event as a springboard for renewed church vision and mission. Before the year is out, they're hoping that every member of the church will make a point of sharing the gospel with at least one other person. Meanwhile, a recent study by the Barna Research Group reveals few Americans are concerned about their spiritual condition. Global Advance's David Shibley agrees, noting the trend is opposite the evangelistic spirit he's noticing elsewhere.
There is an intensified global hunger for God. Obviously, there's been a rise in spirituality, which I believe is a search for God. Tragically, here in the United States, evangelism has waned while a spirituality interest has grown over these last several years.
Shibley says their teams are urgently training church leaders with their frontline shepherds conferences.
We want to do all that we can, as fast as we can, to equip as many pastoral leaders around the world as we can, so that we can advance the gospel as far as we can. And even in this month, we have 9 conferences all together because we do believe that there is always an imperative connected to evangelism and missions and that it needs to be recovered.
And Worldwide Christian School's Lunch Money program has a catchphrase, "Pocket change is worth more than you think." Emily Klooster.
We say that because it really is more than just lunch money. A school lunch is often the only meal a student in India will eat each day.
To make sure that students keep getting that solitary meal, the program is facilitating special coin drives. Klooster says,
"What we do is we mail them lunch money canisters. And we also will mail them brochures or posters or any other materials that they would like to use to get the news out to their church or their school."
Last November, a school in Holland, Michigan raised $2,700. Students brought canisters home and filled them up so fast that some filled them up again. Since a meal in India cost a mere 20 cents, every filled canister represents several satisfied tummies. Klooster encourages anyone and everyone to join their cause.
One child, 20 children, thousands of children, whoever would like to participate, we'll take them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.